It's Monday. Katie Roberts in. All I can say is vote, vote, vote. Vote, vote, vote.
And vote again.
And vote again. Okay, here. I even have it on my post-it note. Vote
the
chamber. The first thing I'm doing when I'm off the air here.
All right.
I'm going to my office and giving Chalk Fest, Borderline Chalk Fest, my vote, and I would encourage everybody else to do
absolutely.
It. That's what we're going to talk about
yes.
here. If you don't know what's going on, Katie will explain.
Here's what's happening around the Twin Towns. So I got a phone call about 3 months ago from Senex, the people who coordinate this Senex Hometown Throwdown.
Right.
It's a contest for local festivals, and we ended up being one of the top five festivals for Borderline Chalk Fest.
Congratulations.
Thanks, because we all work really hard.
You do work very hard on
that. So with that recognition, we are in a contest to win up to $100,000.
$100,000. That could help you out a little.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Little bit. So it's based on the number of votes you get for your festival. So it's getting the word out saying, please vote for Borderline Chalk Fest. And we could win $100,000 for Borderline.
Mm-hmm. Boy, would that help.
Wouldn't it?
Very easy to vote. You can find any of the chamber flyers that you've got out. There's a QR code on there.
Yep.
You can scan that. Or you can go to Senex.
Senex HometownThrowdown.com.
Okay. We're going to be talking a lot more about that here in the next week or so.
Yes, we will be.
So.
Yep. It's super easy. You're going to put your name, your first name and last name, and your email address, and then you got to check to verify that you're a human being. And then vote for the festival that you feel should earn $100,000.
Borderline Chalk Fest, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see
and
you win
so
this.
And so anybody 16 or older can vote, and if you have more than one email address, you can vote, but it's one email address per vote.
Per vote. Okay, I've got two, so I can get two votes.
There you go.
Okay, and I'll do that right when I'm off the air here.
Yeah.
Because, again, super easy to do.
It's really easy.
And it could mean $100,000
for you
guys.
Yeah, you don't get on a list, and you don't get on a spam list or anything.
Yeah, they're not
like going
to bug you.
They are not. So we're really excited. The momentum is huge. We can't walk down the street without somebody saying, I voted.
So I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
So it's really exciting for the Twin Towns. I think it's really bringing awareness to Wahpeton Breckenridge area. And we're really, really excited about it.
Well, and we were talking last week, Chalk Fest getting to be kind of the hallmark of a lot of people's summer.
It is,
here locally, we're going to hang around in town because Chalk Fest is going on.
Right.
And I love hearing that.
Me too. So. It's becoming a pinnacle, and we couldn't be more thrilled because Jordan and I work really hard getting this.
Well,
thing
I was going to say that's kudos to you and the crew because you've really done a lot to grow this.
Yeah, we have a couple committees that we work through these things, and they've been so wonderful, and the community has really gotten together from waste management to the police officers and everything. That's the mayor's.
You got a good thing going.
We do. We
Katie.
Have great support, and we could not be more thankful.
What else is going on?
Well, regular calendar of events today. In fact, we were doing this. I was at Marketplace for Kids at the Science School campus.
You didn't dress appropriately.
I did not.
You didn't dress for the weather. Yeah, it's cold out.
I know. I just have a little jean jacket on. That was a mistake. Okay. So Marketplace for Kids is happening at Science School. There's 500 kids coming over there to learn about industry and what Science School has to offer and just different different industry happenings. It's great hands-on experience for those kids.
Right.
On Tuesday, there's an open house. Tuesday evening, CHI St. Francis Wahpeton Breckenridge Ambulance is having their open house from 5:30 to 7:30. On Thursday, we have Chamber Chats. It's over at BMO. And the topic is financial tips for today's small business. That starts at 8 a.m., and it is free and open to the public.
It'd be a lot of good information.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yep. And then on Sunday, Wahpeton High School graduation happening at 1 p.m. at the high school gym. So that's the happenings, but then
and
the chamber is very busy.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah, you're going to be half crazed.
We are.
Because, but I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We have lots of events coming up, so we're incredibly busy getting all of these planned. June 21st. It's a Saturday. the Summer Wine Walk is happening. So the tickets for that Summer Wine Walk to participate went on sale last week. And they're $50 for a VIP package, and there's only 12 of them. So,
okay.
Yep. And then $20 for the passports, and then you can pick those up. And we're going to be selling – we're also going to be selling passports at Town Center Square. No, Heritage Square.
Heritage Square.
That's how old I am.
Me too. And I live there.
And the event happens from 10 to 2, and then there's going to be an after party over at Firehouse Pub.
Nice.
So it should be a really good time. Some of the participating businesses, Green Apple, Total Personality, Farm City Supply, City Brew Hall, Northern Zen, Kana Wine and Spirits, Lex B Photography, Carte Blanche, Healing Arts Chiropractic, Rye Studio, and the Red Door Art Gallery. And this whole event is sponsored by CHI St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a wonderful organization.
Aren't they great? On.
Yeah, so yeah. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
Right.
But not only that went on sale, but the 5K Color Run, the Color Run that's happening during Chalk Fest, yeah. The tickets have gone on sale to register for that.
Okay.
Event. So
that was a great event last year, too, in spite of crazy weather. Still pulled it off.
We did.
Man, people had
so
fun.
So we got new T-shirts, we got new medals being printed, and we have T-shirts that says... Survive NATO 2024 for sale. So it'll be kind of a fun event.
I love that.
It's going to be wonderful. So.
Katie, you got a lot of good things going on here.
A lot going on. Yep. There's the chamber is incredibly busy, but it keeps us out of trouble.
You got it. And we're going to be talking a lot more about all these events. You got ads running on it, and we'll get it on our promo sheets too.
Yep.
So, yeah, the word's definitely going to be out there.
Good deal.
Thanks for stopping by. Go put on a heavier coat. You're making me cold just watching you here, crying out loud. Katie Robber in from the Chamber. We talk with Katie every Monday at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.